ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग आवर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 5 द मीटिंग ऑफ नंद महाराज एंड वसुदेव टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। तथारभ्य नंदस्य व्रज सर्वसमृद्धिमान् हरेर्निवासात्मगुणे रमा क्रीडम अभुन्द्रिप। ट्रांसलेशन पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ महाराज परीक्षित, द होम ऑफ नंद महाराज इज इटर्नली द अबोर्ड of the supreme personality of Godhead and his transcendental qualities, and is therefore always naturally endowed with opulence of all wealth. Yet beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. Purport. As said in the Brahma Samhita 5.29, Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrama Sevyamanam Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The abode of Krishna is always served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Wherever Krishna goes, the goddess of fortune naturally resides with him. The chief of the goddesses of fortune is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Vraja indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Radharani, would also appear there very soon. Nanda Maharaj's abode was already opulent, and since Krishna had appeared, it would be opulent in all respects. Hare Krishna. I have to seek blessings from all Vaishnavas here, present and not present, for speaking something on this verse. We are seeing a series of verses in this particular chapter wherein Shukadeva Goswami is speaking about the great fortune of Maharaj Nanda, Mother Yashoda and all the residents of Vrindavan. And it seems that this series of verses has reached its pinnacle here, where it's mentioned what is the reason for everyone to be fortunate. And we find it here that in the translation it is mentioned that Lord Krishna's appearance has led to the place becoming the pastime of goddess of fortune. So they are all fortunate because when Krishna comes, with Krishna all his energies, the fortune, everything comes. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada speaks about Brahma Samhita, that how Krishna is, Supreme Lord is served by not just one goddess of fortune, but hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. And Srila Prabhupada mentions here very wonderful, that wonderful point that wherever Krishna goes, the goddess of fortune naturally resides with him. And Prabhupada says, the chief of the goddesses of fortune is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Krishna's appearance in this land of Vraja indicated that the chief goddesses of fortune, Radharani, would also appear there very soon. I'm just making a small point here that just like Sukadeva Goswami mentions in the Bhagavatam only once about Srimati Radharani's, that name also indirectly. So Prabhupada also is here in this purport, we are saying that Prabhupada takes a chance here to not just speak about Krishna and the land of Vraja, but also Prabhupada is introducing that soon Krishna's appearance is going to lead to the appearance of Srimati Radharani. And that, in that sense, when Krishna appears anywhere, when Krishna is there, then all the goddesses of fortune also come there, and all the fortunate thing happens in that place. So today we'll speak something on goddesses of fortune and also how to become fortunate from an unfortunate position. Today, Giriraj Maharaj was supposed to give class here, and then last minute there was some cancellation of the program. So we'll begin our class with a small story which Giriraj Maharaj spoke about Srila Prabhupada. So Giriraj Maharaj mentions this in one of his classes, that when Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay, one time Giriraj Maharaj that time was preaching to all the leading businessmen in Mumbai. So he happened to meet the Birla family. So Giriraj Maharaj arranged a program of Srila Prabhupada at Birla's house. So the program was being organized by Mrs. Birla. So when Giriraj Maharaj went as an advance team to arrange for the program, so they're discussing about what is the what can be the topic of the lecture. So Giriraj Maharaj knew that to impress Birla, Mrs. Birla, there has to be a topic which is very attractive, because she is not going to just be sitting there along with her family, but she will be inviting many leading industrialists. So Giriraj Maharaj just told Mrs. Birla that we will have this topic, how to be successful in life. So she was very happy that this is a very good topic which will impress and also attract the audience to come. So Prabhupada was told to speak on how to be successful in life. And Prabhupada began his lecture by saying that Lord has three energies. One is interior, external energy, internal energy, and the marginal energy. And Prabhupada says, we jivas are the marginal potencies. So either we can choose to either go to the external energy or we can surrender to the internal energy. And Prabhupada says, generally in this material world, people are under external energy of the Lord. But we have to make a choice, and then we have to surrender to the internal energy of the Lord. And when we surrender to the internal energy of the Lord, then our life is successful. So this was Prabhupada's explanation of how to be successful in life. That is changing from external energy to the internal energy. And Prabhupada mentions that in this world, in that same class, Prabhupada mentioned that people always want to worship Lakshmi Devi in this world. And they always want to seek some favors from her. So Prabhupada ends this class by saying that, so we are not against worshipping Lakshmi Devi and goddesses of fortune. We wish everyone should worship, but they should go to Lakshmi Devi or Srimati Radharani or goddesses of fortune, and they should learn from her how to serve Krishna. That is important. So approaching Lakshmi is not bad, but approaching Lakshmi for what reason, that has to be much, very much correct. So Lakshmi is very expert in serving Krishna. Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasambrama Sevyamanam. So Lakshmi Devi is expertly serving Krishna, not just one Lakshmi Devi, thousands and thousands of Lakshmi. They're eager to serve. So people are trying to serve Lakshmi Devi, but Lakshmi Devi is trying to serve the Supreme Lord. Elsewhere, Srila Prabhupada mentions in another class that Lakshmi is chanchala. That means she is unsteady. That means she cannot live in one place for a long time. The only one place where she can live for a long time steadily is at Krishna's lotus feet. Therefore, she is one of the most prominent example of Padasevanam, Lakshmi Devi. She is always at the feet of Supreme Lord. So even though she is chanchala, she is moving from one place to another, but when she is with her master, she is fixed up there. And Prabhupada even says in that lecture that if someone worships Lakshmi Devi without her master, then the Lakshmi Devi can become a cause of destruction for their family. And Prabhupada gives example of Ravan. Ravan wanted Sita Devi, goddess of fortune, without Lord Ram. So his kingdom was going happily, but then he bought Sita, Lakshmi without Ram. And then what happened? He sowed the seed of destruction. And within a short time, his whole kingdom, his whole dynasty was destroyed. So Prabhupada says, there are so many big kings in this world. Where are they now? Where are the dynasties? Because they all had Lakshmi, but no Narayan. So Prabhupada therefore mentions that people should be educated to worship Lakshmi, not to gain some favor, but to see and check out that how Lakshmi is worshipping the Supreme Lord Narayan with great respect. One time Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk with Dr. Patel. And Srila Prabhupada was making a point that how it is highly fortunate to be born in India. So Prabhupada was mentioning that how just by being born in India, a person gets chance to know about spiritual culture. And Prabhupada gives an example that many years ago Prabhupada said, when I was in Delhi, Prabhupada says that there was an old man, he was about to die, and just minutes before he died, he asked his family members to get a picture of Radha and Krishna. So immediately they got a picture of Radha and Krishna, and that man died seeing Radha and Krishna. So Prabhupada says how fortunate it is that he knows about Radha and Krishna, and the picture also is available about Radha and Krishna. So that's fortunate condition in India. In other parts of the world, it may be not so fortunate. People do not much know about Radha and Krishna. What to speak of having a photo of Radha and Krishna? So Dr. Patel also wanted to add something to this. So he mentioned that my mother also died in the same way. He mentioned that my mother, when she was dying, she chanted Bhaja Govinda and she died. So Prabhupada became very impressed and he told all his, and just saw all of his disciples, see how fortunate they are. That everyone who is born in India has a good fortune of getting connected to spiritual culture, and at time of death that helps to connect to Krishna. So while they were discussing like that, then Prabhupada said, but today Indians have become unfortunate. Because in this age of Kali Yuga, people are trying to give away the same spiritual culture. Sorry. Prabhupada mentions that today's material advancement is to become secular, to become away from religion, no religion. Then at that time one devotee added a point. He said, Prabhupada, we went to Madras, and in Madras there was a spiritual organization, and they had written a slogan outside the temple, their center. And the slogan mentioned that the playing of football will bring one closer to heaven than the study of Gita. So Prabhupada said yes. And Prabhupada also mentioned that just like we wanted to have a program, and then we went to this ground, the officials in the who were renting the ground, and we told them that we want to have a Hare Krishna festival on the ground. And the officials said, no, we are having a sports event soon to start, and you Hare Krishnas will come, dig the whole place, and we cannot have a sports event. So Prabhupada said they wanted sports event. They considered sports event to be more important than a spiritual program. So that is degradation. So Prabhupada mentioned in this way people are trying to move away from the spiritual culture which they have inherited in their through their family descents. And then Prabhupada continues in that morning walk, and Prabhupada speaks about more about the modern advanced cities in India and also abroad. And Prabhupada mentions that human being means culture. Human being means culture. And Prabhupada quotes a very nice shloka. Matravat paradareshu paradravveshu lostravat atmavat sarvabhuteshu iha pashyati sapandita. What is human being? What is the culture in human being? Matravat paradareshu. Consider every woman as mother. Matravat paradareshu paradravveshu lostravat. To consider others' property as stones and pebbles. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu. To consider everyone else like his own self. Give them same respect. Ya pashyati sa pandita. Such a person, one who sees in such a way, such a vision he has, that a person, such a person is pandita. He is a cultured man. And Prabhupada mentions, therefore, education in human society is to learn this culture. And Prabhupada says, education is not to learn A, B, C, D, E. Education is to learn this culture of how to see everyone equally and give respect to all class of society. And Prabhupada mentions, but today's advanced culture is what people teach in education. Advanced culture or advanced education is the education of Freudism, the philosophy of sex life. And Prabhupada says, such a culture is nothing but an animal culture. So therefore one has to raise himself from animal culture to human culture. And Dr. Patel adds, he says that Srila Prabhupada, actually today's culture is vulture's culture. And Prabhupada says, no, it is hog's culture. it is much more degraded. And Prabhupada continues that today's education makes people feel proud of themselves. Prabhupada says actual education is, by that education a person should feel humble after the education. But in today's education, as people get more and more degrees and more education, he becomes more and more proud. So Prabhupada says that is an unfortunate condition in this age of Kali Yuga. That the very system to educate, the educational system, is trying to degrade and take a person away from spiritual culture which a person may have inherited in his, by his family. So while speaking about this unfortunate conditions, even though we are fortunate, we were today dressing in the morning in the Liti room, and then Prabhupada gave a very wonderful class, and this was in Los Angeles, and Prabhupada was mentioning this very point, that how people in this age of Kali Yuga are unfortunate. And Prabhupada, at the end of the class, he mentions how they can become fortunate. So it was a very long class. Prabhupada spent the whole time in the class speaking about the unfortunate condition of Kali Yuga. In the end, he spoke 2 minutes about what is the greatest fortune people in this Kali Yuga have. So I thought I will just speak on that what is the unfortunate condition of people in the age of Kali Yuga. Prabhupada says in this class very nicely, Prabhupada quotes from 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada mentions that this 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam we are trying to publish. There is still some time to publish this Bhagavatam 12th canto. But I am referring a copy Prabhupada mentions, Sanskrit copy, and I am going to quote from 12th canto. And Prabhupada quotes a series of verses about the symptoms of the age of Kali. And Prabhupada says, Prabhupada quotes this verse, Tatascha anudinam dharma satyam shocham shamadaya kalena balina rajam ayum ayubalam kalena balina nangshanti ayum balam smriti. Tatascha anudinam dharma. As the day progresses, then what happens? Slowly there will be a degradation, or there will be reduced in these qualities. What are the different qualities? Dharma, Satyam, Shaucham, Shamadaya, Ayu, Balim and Smriti. Prabhupada says these 8 things will gradually reduce. Prabhupada says that in the beginning of Satyuga, there was 100% religion and 0 irreligion. Then when the next age, Treta, came, there was 75% religion and 25% irreligion. The next age, Dwapar, came, 50% religion, 50% irreligion. And finally, when Kali Yuga began, there was 75% irreligion and 25% religion. And Prabhupada says, as the age progresses, religion will decline more and more. So in this Tatascha Anudinam Dharma, the dharma will decline. Ayu, Prabhupada mentions, in Satyuga, people would live for 1 lakh years. In Treta, 10,000 years. In Dwapara, for 1,000. And Kali Yuga, the maximum limit a person can live is 100 years. And Prabhupada says that now the average lifespan is even less. Maybe 65. That also is not guaranteed. In fact, someone lives for more than 70, 80 years. Like, for example, we come to know that someone has died in a family, grandfather or grandmother, and you ask that how much was the age? He said 75 years. So, 75 years, long life. So we are surprised someone lives 75 years. Normally no one lives so much long. So Ayu is declining. And Prabhupada says the Kali Yuga will progress so much in degradation that in future if someone lives for 25 years, then he will be considered a great old grandfather or grandmother. 25 years he will use. Then memory, Prabhupada says, memory means smriti. Smriti also is going down. Memory is going down. Prabhupada says that even for daily activities, if someone is doing it daily, sometimes he forgets to do it, his daily activity. That is how low the memory is. Something he is doing every day, but sometimes he forgets doing that. That is a decline of the memory. People cannot remember things. Balams, strength has decreased, Prabhupada says. And Prabhupada says, dharma has decreased. And Prabhupada says, we are sitting in this Los Angeles center. Previously it was a church, but no one was coming, so they sold this church to us. So Prabhupada says that all over the world, churches, mosques, temples, empty. No one is going there. They are being locked. And Prabhupada said, even in India also, very few big temples people visit. All small temples, no one goes there. And Prabhupada says, it has become, the temples have become habitation for dogs now. Dogs come and stay there. No one comes. Even today we find many temples. Once in a year there is a mela in the temple. That day everyone comes. And then rest of the year no one comes. So then only that day they have maha cleaning, one day before. They clean the whole temple and then people visit. It's a big pomp celebration, and then for next 364 days no one goes there. So dharma has decreased. Shama, Prabhupada says shama, forgiveness also has decreased. People are more, they have vengeance towards others. They don't have forgiveness. Prabhupada says previously someone would make a mistake, the other party will forgive him. And the example given is of Arjuna. Arjuna and the Pandavas were so much put in trouble by Duryodhan that one of the reasons Arjuna mentions not to fight is that he doesn't want to kill his own family members, especially Duryodhan and his family members. Even Duryodhan had done so much of injustice to the Pandavas, yet Arjuna is trying to forgive, Shama. But Prabhupada says, but today, what to speak of forgiveness? Even for a small mistake, people will kill each other. So there is no forgiveness. And what to speak of daya, compassion? Prabhupada mentions the example in this class that sometimes people see that someone is getting harmed or killed, but everyone keeps silent. No one does anything to the other person. Someone feels that there is no interest in my interest involved in that case, so I will not do anything. And we can see it practically in today's city. Something happens between two parties, everyone just keeps quiet. Why? Because daya is not there, compassion is not there. And then Prabhupada takes more verses from there. And Prabhupada says the different symptoms of Kali Yuga. And Prabhupada says, Vittam Evo Kalau. Prabhupada begins with this shloka. That means, if you have money, then you get respect. That means respect is not based on spiritual understanding, but respect is based on money. A man's position in society is determined by how much money he has got. Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. A Brahmana is one who is respected because he knows Brahman. He knows the Supreme Absolute Truth. But today, Prabhupada mentions in that class that Brahmana is not known by what his understanding is, but what or which caste he is born in. And if he can maintain his caste, if he has a lot of money, then he is respected. Prabhupada says that sometimes a most irreligious person, he bribes a priest, and the priest certifies him that he is the most religious person. And just by the certification, he becomes religious. Even though everyone knows he is the most religious person. And Prabhupada gives the example of that London, that how there are so many aristocratic families. So, there's nothing much to give respect to this family because not much is happening through them. But to keep that culture of respect, people should respect us, this family, Prabhupada mentions in that class, this family has to pay government every year some taxes. So the government will keep them as lords and ladies. So they will be respected. So there is nothing to respect but just pay money and get that respect. And therefore Prabhupada says, therefore in today's age, the third class and the fourth class people, because of their money, they are respected and even called as cultured people. Just because they have money. So when money is there, Prabhupada says, in this Kali Yuga, people will be respected. The second point Prabhupada quotes is Dampatya Abhiruchir Hetur. Dampatya means husband and wife relation. Abhiruchi means liking. Prabhupada says that if a girl likes a boy, the boy likes the girl, then everything is all right and they get married. That there is no consideration of, Prabhupada says, of any future of that girl or boy. And therefore people, Prabhupada says, the people are so unhappy. And therefore in 6 months people get divorced. I read somewhere in PPT on PowerPoint presentation that love at first sight and divorce at first fight. So Prabhupada continues that previously the calculation was done by superiors. What was the calculation? Prabhupada continues in the class that the superior people will get involved and they will calculate that how this relationship will be good, successful in the future, whether the boy and girl will live happily in their married life, And the calculation would be that whether the boy and girl would be able to participate in spiritual culture and make their life fortunate. But Prabhupada says there is no calculation like that. If a boy likes the girl, then he decides to marry. So people come together based on attraction, abhiruchi, likings. And therefore when the attraction is over, Prabhupada says they separate. And Prabhupada also quotes another verse, Svikar eva choditve, that is agreement. Just by agreement, a person gets married. And Prabhupada says today there is government has made certain laws and certain facilities, and there's something called as marriage magistrates, where a boy and girl goes with some friends, and boy says, okay, I agree to marry with the girl, and the girl says, I agree to marry with the boy, and the marriage registrar says, okay, you are married now. So, Svikara Eva. Both of them agreed that their husband and wife, and they are married. So, Dampatya Abhiruchir Hetur. This is Kali Yuga. Vipratve Shutra Maivacha. Vipratve means Brahman, Vipra. Sutra Evacha. If he has a Brahmanical thread, then he is a Brahmana, Prabhupada says. Oh, I have a sacred thread. I am born in such and such family, and therefore I am Brahmana. Prabhupada says, he may act like a Chandala and a Mlecha, but he will claim to be Brahmana. He knows that he is acting like not like a Brahmana, but yet, because of that sacred thread, he will say, I am a Brahmana. Lingam Eva Astram Khyato. That means, Lingam means dress. Just by a dress, a person's ashram will be decided, or person will be respected in his ashram. Prabhupada says, a grahastha may wear a white cloth and he'll think, I am a grahastha just because I am wearing a white cloth. Or a renounce order may wear a saffron cloth and you think, because I am wearing a saffron cloth, I have to be respected. So there won't be qualifications which will determine one's ashram, but it's based on dress. Then avritya nyaya daurbalyam. Nyaya daurbalyam, that means if a person is very poor, he will not get justice. No money, no justice. And Prabhupada says that even today in the court, judges, they can be bribed and purchased. So if you want some cases to be in your favor, you need a lot of money to bribe the court, the judge. And then you can think of judgment, you can get judgment. And Prabhupada says, if you have no money, please do not go to court, Prabhupada says. Because today justice is being sold. And then Panditya Chapalo Vacho. If a man talks very expertly, no matter what he talks, people understand or not, he will be considered a pandit, very expert. And Prabhupada, then he speaks some words, some here and there words. I'm difficult to even repeat that words also. Apayar Kulaswa Bhagavad Dangdinaswa Kundulasa, Prabhupada says. And all the devotees laugh in the class that how Prabhupada says, if someone speaks like this, everyone will appreciate and start clapping. Pandit, very nice. And then you ask people what he spoke. Oh, inexplicable. You can't understand what he has spoken. Therefore, he is Pandit. So if someone speaks very simple, people consider this very simple thing, person. Speaks very in a way where people are confused, people do not understand what he has spoken, but some bombastic words here and there. Then immediately he is a Pandit. People attend his seminars, pay money, and even glorify him in papers. So this is how a learned person is seen as. Then, snanam eva prasadhanam. That means, if someone takes a little bath, he feels it is okay. Finished. I have taken a little bath, I have finished. And Prabhupada says, cosmetic industry is booming because of this, Prabhupada says. Because people want to take less bath and put more artificial cosmetics to cover over the smells and whatever it may be. So Prabhupada, snan means what? One takes nice bath, then one puts tilak, then one performs chants with Gayatri mantra, and then three sandhyam snan, Prabhupada sanctions. So Prabhupada, snan means snan should be very much meticulous, very neat and clean. But today people want soon, we should finish bath soon. Take bath fast. So Prabhupada says that this is called as snanam eva prasadhanam. In fact, recently in the BTG, there was an article about New Year's resolution. So they picked up a photo from some popular magazine, and that photo had people writing the resolutions. So I was surprised, after many resolutions, there is one resolution which people write is, I will take bath every day. So That's a resolution that you take bath every day now. Of course, that also people are not able to follow, because resolutions means after a week the resolutions don't work. So don't bath every day. And now it's cold climate also, so it's more in city life, people don't want to take bath. It's a favorable climate to not take bath. Mumbai is saving a lot of water nowadays. Durena vari ayanam tirtha. Durena vari ayanam. Tirtha means it should be very far away, Prabhupada says. Ghar ke bagal mein nahi hona chahiye. It should be very far away. Prabhupada says the people are living in Calcutta, next to Ganges, but they will travel all the way to Haridwar. Not for book distribution, but for taking bath in the Ganga. Even the Ganga is very close by, but they will go to Haridwar to take bath. Why? Because people think Tirtha means very far away. Because people see that in the Christian faith and the Islam faith, their Tirthas are very far away, Prabhupada said. They have to go to Jerusalem, travel far away. They go to Mecca, travel far away. So people in India think that Tirtha means very far away. And Tirtha means going and taking bath, taking a dip in the water. Tirtha is not to go and associate with saintly persons and understanding the essence of spirituality. So dure nahi vari ayanam tirtha. And lavanya kesha dharanam. Man will think that, oh, I have a long hair. Now I become very beautiful. And Prabhupada mentioned to all the devotees there that you know all everything, this particular example in the Western culture. It is so prominent. People keep long hairs and they think that's the sign of beauty. And daksha kutuma bharanam. If a man can provide his family a meal daily, he will feel that he is very expert in raising a family. Kutumba bharanam daksha. He will think that he has fulfilled his duty, that he has given 3 meals to his family every day. And therefore, because it is so difficult to maintain a family, to provide a meal, therefore in today's culture, people do not want to get married. Because marriage means, if you get married, then you have to maintain family, which is like, you know, such a big task. Sign of Kali Yuga. Daksha Bharanam Kutumba. And Prabhupada also mentioned, people will be so hungry, having so much less food, that when someday they will eat very sumptuously, they will feel that I have achieved fulfillment of my life. Today I have eaten nicely. That means other days they are not able to eat properly. And one day they eat nicely, they feel that, oh, I have eaten very nicely. Today I feel very good. Daksha kutuma bharanam. And then, evam prajabhir. Prabhupada said, doesn't matter whether you are a kshatriya qualified, whether you are brahmana, shudra or vaishya. If you get votes, you will be elected as a president. And the votes, for a person to get votes, there is no qualification. The only qualification and capacity is, by hook or crook, he should be able to manage and to get more votes. And Prabhupada mentioned, therefore, today, people who are plunderers, those who are unqualified, third class, fourth class, they descend on the post of presidential post. And the reason is, and because of that, they start plundering the citizens as soon as they come into power. Because they have spent so much time on campaigning in the elections. I was hearing a class recently, and in the class, it was mentioned that how, in today's age of democracy, a person is elected based on how much he spends on his campaign, election campaign. If he spends the maximum election campaign, people think that he is a very influential person. He has a lot of money, and therefore he comes into power. And the result is because he comes into power, because he has spent so much money, now he has to recover that money. So when he comes into power, he recovers all his money plus little more interest to keep his bank balance. So therefore, when a person comes on a power, what happens? He is just there to plunder the riches. And the Prabhupada mentions in that class that how, therefore in Kali Yuga, people will be so much exploited by the ruling class that they would like to run away from city and they would like to go to forest. Leaving their family in city, they will run away to forest. And we can see actually when we go sometimes to the railway stations, we see many boards, you know, Lapata, lost this person, 35 years, 25 years person, his wife and children are crying, we find him, please. We have so much of loan, what he can do? He runs away. Forgets his wife, his children, families. He goes to some other city and starts his own new family maybe now. So, New case. So lost. Evam prajabhir. And Prabhupada says, like this, there are so many symptoms in this age of Kali Yuga. And Prabhupada says, there is one more symptom. And that symptom, Prabhupada says, is there would be no milk, no sugar, and no grains. And Prabhupada says, this is yet to come, but it will come. When there will be no milk, no sugar, and no grain. Of course, we have milk, sugar, and grain, but we do not know what quality it is now. But at least we are able to eat and drink. Prabhupada says, but time will come when it won't be there. That is the degradation of Kali Yuga. How everything will just go down. People are so unfortunate in this. Basically, Prabhupada is trying to focus and impress that how the current age of Kali Yuga is very unfortunate. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan. This age of Kali Yuga is ocean of faults. Not small river or small water reservoir, but an ocean of fault. Someone is fall in the ocean, there is no chance of being rescued. So ocean of fault, but then Prabhupada mentions, but in this age of Kali Yuga, the greatest fortune is Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramrajit. That in this age of Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna has descended as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So talking about Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, talking about land of Brajbhumi, they become very fortunate because Krishna has appeared there. But now we are seeing here that how Prabhupada says, even in this unfortunate land, in this Kali Yuga, a person can become fortunate because Krishna has also appeared as Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. Krishna has appeared as his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then, when he takes shelter of Krishna, Prabhupada says, then he becomes very fortunate. When he takes shelter of Bhagavan, then he becomes Bhagyavan. He becomes very fortunate. Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jiv Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Beej. So beginning of the fortune is when one gets a Bhakti Lata Beej. And then that Bhakti Lata Beej begins the career of fortune for a devotee. And then the ultimate destination is when the Bhakti Lata Beej, it grows into a sapling, into a tree. And finally the tree grows and finally reaches, goes from material world to the spiritual world. And there at the lotus feet of Krishna, a bird grows, a flower comes out, the Krishna Prem flower. And that flower is offered at the lotus feet of Krishna. So this, from unfortunate condition in Kali Yuga, no matter what happens, what problems we face, the most fortunate thing is we have holy name, Prabhupada says. And if holy name is there and we keep on chanting the holy name, then in the association of devotees, we can all become fortunate and we can receive the mercy of Goddess of Fortune. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments? Any questions? We have 2 more minutes. Hare Krishna. So we'll end here. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.